Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, September 26th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Last week, it was Amazon's Unbox. This week, it's iTunes. The new movie service was reviewed. How did it fare against the Unbox horror show? Nordic agencies still question Apple, but are getting along much better. And why Windows won't infect Mac OS X. Last week, I reported that the Unbox movie service had major growing up to do, and Peter Lewis from Fortune claimed that the Unbox was a horror show. He gave it two thumbs down, stating the Unbox reveals that Amazon is not a software company, and the Windows-only Unbox service is clunky to use. Well, the reviews for iTunes are in, and according to Peter, Apple is known for its elegant Mac computers and iPods, and it really is the best software company in the business today. He noted that iTunes 7 does have a few glitches, especially on the Windows side, but it instantly sets the new standard for digital media stores. And because Apple does both the Mac hardware and software, the movie download service integrates smoothly with video-enabled iPods and Macs. And according to Peter, even though iTunes has a limited movie catalog for now, iTunes adds an interesting new dimension, and for a brand new service that delivers full-length features over a broadband connection to a PC or Mac, he said it's a very impressive debut. Things are moving forward very slowly between Apple and consumer agencies in Sweden, Denmark, and Norway. The Consumer Council of Norway filed a complaint against Apple in late January, saying the iTunes Terms of Service violates basic contract laws, and they want iTunes to be compatible with other MP3 devices. A report from Reuters said that they have made important progress, but a few major questions have yet to be resolved, including iTunes interoperability, Apple's ability to change contract terms after customers purchase a song, and the Cupertino-based company's assertion that English law can apply to purchases in Norway. Still sounds like they have quite a long way to go, but according to Bjorn Erik Thon, the director of the Norwegian Consumer Ombudsman Office, it was a positive and good dialogue. And after he said that, he noted that he has not yet ruled out possible fines for Apple. He said, "We prefer to find a solution through discussions, but we still have the possibility of bringing the case before the Market Council." It is a known fact that Apple computers are not subject to viruses, but now that Macs use the Intel platform and will boot up Windows, some fear that the Windows viruses will eventually infect the Mac. A report from Mac News World offers fearful Mac owners a little peace of mind. It states even though you can install two platforms on one computer, there is a separate disk partition, meaning the hard drive has been subdivided into sections. One devoted to the Mac operating system and the other to Windows. The 100,000-plus viruses and Trojans that attack Windows will only attack Windows. According to the report, the viruses and Trojans don't know what a Mac is and can't see the Mac partition because Windows and the Mac operating system use different and incompatible methods to store and organize data on the hard drive. Questions concerning the Intel chip were answered as well. Almost all computer security outbreaks in the Windows world attack weaknesses in software, either within the operating system itself or applications that run on it. To this day, Mac OS X remains untouched, and according to the report, Apple is continuing to work intensely to see that it stays that way. Coming up, baby, don't touch my eBay account, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity.
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Watches are no longer a necessity among young adults. Why would they be when their iPods and cell phones all have clocks? ZDNet reports the Jewelry Consumer Opinion Council, or JCOC, examined the buying habits of 7,182 JCOC consumer panelists, focusing on 18 to 24-year-olds. What they found was of the 16% of the 18 to 24-year-olds who do not own a watch, 78% tell time with digital devices, and 42% say that cell phones or iPods replace the need for a watch. In addition, of the JCOC panelists who do not own a watch, one-third of the 18 to 24-year-olds and less than half of the general group believe they will wear a watch in the future. But watch manufacturers do not be alarmed. According to the report, 18 to 24-year-olds are twice as likely to buy a watch as a fashion accessory. Apple has released Final Cut Pro 5.1.2. According to the company, the universal update is available as a 28-megabyte download and provides important bug fixes and compatibility updates for certain Canon, Sony, JVC, and Panasonic devices. It also addresses video format compatibility, resolves long-standing issues with video scope performance and audio output. And with this update, Apple also released Pro Applications Update 2006-02, which addresses several issues with underlying frameworks and shared components for Apple's professional applications. It is strongly recommended for all users of Final Cut Studio 5.1, Final Cut Pro 5.1, Motion 2.1, Soundtrack Pro 1.1, DVD Studio Pro 4.1, LiveType 2.1, Compressor 2.1, Apple QMaster 2.1, and finally Final Cut Express HD 3.5. And this last story, I have to tell you, has nothing to do with Apple, but I do have a warning for you. Keep your kids away from eBay. Serious damages can occur. In this case, $17,000 in damages occurred, to be exact, for one family in the UK. Reuters reports that Jack Neal had wandered into his mother's office one day, found something he liked, and bought it. That day, Jack became the proud owner of a pink convertible car. But Jack has a long time to wait before he can actually drive his new car. You see, he's only 3 years old. According to the story, Jack's mother left her password for the eBay auction site in her computer, and her son used the Buy It Now option to complete the purchase. She said Jack's a whiz at the PC and just pressed all the right buttons. But the story does have a happy ending. The seller of the car was amused by the bid and agreed not to force the sale through. It just goes to show that children are expensive, especially if they get a hold of your eBay account. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.